You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
Last night was a big night for sports fans all over the country. Super Bowl 56 took place with the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, it's a big game. I was going to watch, full disclosure, was all set to watch 90 Day Fiancé. And I was like ready for it. And then I started watching the game a little bit because the other one wasn't on yet. I watched the entire game. I watched every bit of it. And I feel like a sports fan today. It's fantastic.
Me walking into our office this morning and you just rallying off sports facts in my head, I'm like, where's Wally?
I know. I learn a lot quickly. And we're going to talk about this, like, the worst person to have at your Super Bowl party, because Betty Rock went to a Super Bowl party and she was like, I can't wait for the part-time show. Nope. So we'll talk about that as well.
I couldn't remember what it was called. with 2 minutes left in the final quarter, the Rams were able to pull through with the winning touchdown.
Yes, it was a glorious throw to Cooper Kupp. I like this guy. My new favorite. I'm a bandwagon fan.
And this huge win for the Rams is in thanks for most part to wide receiver Cooper Kupp, who was awarded the MVP award.
I don't feel deserving of this. God is just so good. I'm just so thankful for the guys I get to be around, for the coaches, for my family. I don't know what to say.
I called it. I'm like, he's going to win the MVP because that when they needed him, he came through clutch, to quote Gavin.
I love to, Gavin, maybe you can agree with me on this, that Wally knows nothing about football, but then once the Super Bowl happens, he's like, oh, I called it the whole time. Cup is like the best.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
No, that is like a very accurate thing to predict, so good job.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Gavin. You know what? The game was pretty amazing. Commercials were interesting. And so we're going to kind of dissect a little bit of all of that coming up here in about 15 minutes. But I felt super manly watching the game. And I was like, yeah, I know what's going on. I know, I'm down with this. I know the penalties, like two penalties in 58 minutes. And then the first 58 minutes. And then at the end, it was just an onslaught that led to the victory. And they got bad calls on both sides.
Okay, you're pushing it.
I am, actually. Yeah. See, I'm that guy at your Super Bowl party you don't like.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. That's what our conversation is going to be. We'll do that in 15 here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the internet can be just a bastion of just badness. But every once in a while, something happens in social media that just melts your heart. And that's why we have Betty Rock do her online waste of time. And this one I don't think is a waste of time.
It's not at all. I posted this on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/Wally Show and see it. But this is a video of a dad and his daughter. She's 4 years old. And for bonding, they do a lot of snowboarding.
That's crazy. Snowboarding at 4 years old. I don't remember four at all. Like, I remember my daughter at four, and there's no way I would have put that kid on a snowboard.
Well, anyways, he thought it would be fun to hook a mic to her coat and see what she's saying to herself as she's going down the slopes. Now, she's wearing this cute little full body coat that's in the shape of a dinosaur.
Nice.
It's super cute, but this is what he captured.
I won't fall. Maybe I will. No. That's okay, because we all fall. Let's go down this big old hill.
I love that. I won't fall. Maybe I will, but it's okay.
It's so cute.
Oh my gosh, that melts my heart. Because my daughter used to do that. She would sing her life, you know, and things she was doing.
Yeah.
And now she, you know, like wants to sing for a living, you know.
Right.
And that is absolutely adorable.
And it'll be interesting to see if they do other things and he hooks a mic to her and see if she says any other cute things. But this is definitely making the rounds. Like I said, if you want to see the video, it's on our Facebook page. If you just go to facebook.com/Wally Show. You can see it right there on our wall.
But be careful, be warned, okay? There's a warning that comes with this. The cuteness could make you croak, okay? So just watch it at your own risk. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. So obviously the Super Bowl was last night. Pretty big deal. Betty Rock surprisingly went to a Super Bowl party.
Yes, I did. Why is that surprising?
Because on Friday you had no plans for a Super Bowl party.
I did not, but at last minute a bunch of friends pulled one together, so we did.
And I think Gavin, you hosted one.
Yeah, we had our small group over for it. It was awesome.
Nice. I had a very small Super Bowl party.
Just you?
Yeah, pretty much. Me and my wife, she barely watched the game, so it's just me. And then I was never sure who to root for. Like, I switched my allegiances because I didn't have a team I don't even have a team, honestly. Like, I don't have
a favorite team.
But, like, I didn't have I kind of wanted the Bengals at first just for, like, the, you know, because they're the young team that has never really done well because it's Cincinnati. And then you got the Rams. But I just like more players that I had seen stories about on the Rams, so I went with them. And thank goodness I did because they won.
The right team to bandwagon with.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at you bandwagoning. Okay, so this brings up a really good point. At every party, there's that person that you don't want at the party. Because if you're a big Super Bowl sports fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, Betty Rock is someone that probably should not have been at this party because she came in and announced, hey, when is the part-time show?
Well, I couldn't remember what it was called. Yeah. And my roommate was like, are you talking about the halftime show?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Part-time, halftime. Yeah. It's all the same.
That's not a person you want at your Super Bowl party. Gavin is the resident sports fan. Who is the type of person you don't want at your Super Bowl party?
I think I actually almost became the person that I wouldn't want at my party. The super sleeper.
Were you falling asleep?
I was in my recliner and I'm cheering. I'm like, yeah, this is a good game.
Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. You are 26, but you act like you're 56.
Yeah. I'm proud of that.
Yeah. And 56, only 3 years older than me. I love that Betty Rock in that moment, her idea of super old, like decrepit, like broke down, near death, she comes up with 56 as that age.
And I'm right?
Yeah, sadly. Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. So, okay, let's talk about this with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. You might have even noticed it and hadn't noticed it before. You're at a Super Bowl party last night and you're like, oh, that's the person that you don't want at your Super Bowl party. The double dipper, like at the snack tray. You don't want them.
That's a good point.
You do not want the double dipper. So maybe you realized this last night or you just know you have a rule that you don't invite this person, okay? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to get your thoughts on this and who you think is not the ideal candidate to have at a Super Bowl party. Faith, have you ever noticed that type of person that should not be at a Super Bowl party? Like Betty Rock was the faux fan that shows up that really just, you know, wanted to watch the commercials.
So I actually avoided going to Super Bowl parties yesterday because I've been to them before. There's always someone who thinks it's perfectly acceptable to talk through the whole game, from the national anthem all the way to handing out of the ring.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because you want to hear the announcers, you want to hear what penalties have been called, and you just can't hear any of it over them.
Oh, yeah. So that's basically the sideline commentator. You absolutely, where they'll talk about the game and they think they know everything about the game. And then when the game's not on, then they're telling you all the facts about the commercials. And so they have something to say about everything. Don't look at me, Rock. I see you look at me. I know where you're going.
I didn't say anything because you don't give me time to say anything.
Betty Rock is thinking that I'm that person. And you know what, Rock? I would be so offended if it wasn't true. So, Les, who is that so-and-so for your Super Bowl party?
It's the person that always roots for the other team, whether they know anything about football, whether they like football. They root for the other team for the sake of arguing about the game.
So you don't think that person's a lot of fun? They mix it up. They add a little bit of, you know, kind
drama?
Of...
drama?
Yeah, drama to the game. You don't like that person there?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I get it now because I'm that person, like the opposing jersey guy that, like, doesn't own a single football jersey but will go buy one just to show up to that game.
Ugh.
You're the guy that was on the Saturday morning cartoon commercial, the hooray, I'm for the other team guy.
Yes, that's it.
And you wonder why you weren't invited to any Super Bowl parties while Holly.
It's starting to become clear now. I get it now. All right. Well, thank you, Les.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Jim, you just got the call. You're in the game. Who is that type of person you don't want at your Super Bowl party?
I'm in the medical field, and the ones that keep asking me medical questions throughout the game.
Oh, like not even about like an injured player, but more about, hey, can you check this mole out? Does this look bad?
Or, hey, my doctor retired. Who do you think I should go to?
I could see Jim literally being there because he sounds like it's really something that bothers him. And they're like, is there a doctor in the house? There's a man choking on a chicken wing. And Jim's like, don't ask me. Just don't ask me.
I'm off the clock.
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories for your head and your heart.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why?
No.
Got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish.
It's the Wally Show.
You know, after you've lost someone, Valentine's Day can be hard, you know, because you kind of feel lost. And there's a lady in North Carolina who stepped up to help. She's a mom of four. She used to be a pharmaceutical sales rep, and she decided that she wanted to get out of that and do her passion, which was flowers. So she starts this whole flower company, and she, like last year, had started this idea of giving flowers to women who didn't receive any on Valentine's Day, you know?
Aww.
So, yeah, that's nice. As a woman, you can appreciate that, Rock. Well, then that blew up, and so she decided to do it this year for women who had lost somebody, and even men, so people who had lost a spouse, you know, in their life, and she had tons, like just dozens of donations pouring in and people nominating people, and so she made sure that 121 women and two men opened their doors. They got a floral arrangement and a gift bag to let them know that they weren't forgotten, which was really, really cool. And here's the coolest part. Inside of that, she put a little note. There's never been a moment that you were forgotten. The song Rescue by Lauren Daigle.
Oh.
I know, right? Like, how cool is that she includes those lyrics? Because, like, again, if you've lost somebody, you feel lost as well. And so to have this reminder that God is seeking you and loves you even in the midst of your pain is so, so amazing. Mm-hmm. And so needed, I think, too.
Yeah, she couldn't have picked a better song.
No, and I love that. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, maybe you're in that place and you feel forgotten. And I love that we play songs like this to remind you that you are not forgotten.
I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are big fans of love on the show. We love love, you might say, and we like to help you out. So, in honor of Valentine's Day, maybe you haven't found that perfect gift just yet. Maybe life got in the way, got a little busy. We'd like to help you out, okay?
Yeah, we really would, because we know the bar is set really high, and we thought, man, what could outdo roses, chocolates?
Mm-hmm.
And then Wally said, I know.
I know. The gift of song. the gift of song about your love, okay? And the yes. person that you love. So this is a last-minute love songs Valentine's Day edition, okay? So you can call. Tell us about your loved one and what makes them so great. We'll kind of put our heads together here and see what we can come up with and quickly write a love song for you on the spot so that you will have something to share with them. And you can be like, look, I proclaim my love on the radio today for you.
And that's a big deal.
It is.
Now, we would say that don't expect too much.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Set the bar low.
Yeah, like Wally's yeah. ukulele playing is passable barely.
Right, and Betty Rock singing is much like a cat being stepped on. So we're going to do our best, though, okay?
Rude.
Yeah, like here's an example. Like if Gavin were to have called in and said, oh, I'd like one for my wife, Haley. And again, this is just like off the top of my head here. So it could go something like...
Oh boy.
I love you like no water because we both love Harry Potter. Oh yeah. That's just part of it, you know. Like there'd be
that's good though.
There'd be more. And I forced a rhyme there with otter and potter instead of other. I get that. Yeah, but you know what? We're working on it.
We're saying it could get better.
Yeah.
The only way it can go is up because we're down at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you give us what we need to sing about and we'll make it better.
Yeah, like if you have a better relationship than Gavin has, the song is going to be better. Yeah, that was Gavin's fault.
And that's a bar that can easily be better.
Whoa.
Happy Valentine's Day, Gavin. You can give that to Haley.
Yikes.
All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. All you have to do is tell us a little bit about your relationship. We'll see what we can come up with for you. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little last minute love song.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jane, thank you for joining us and taking us up on our offer to help you out with a last-minute love song for Valentine's Day. Have you gotten your husband anything else?
A prop bouquet.
A prop bouquet?
Crossbow case.
Oh, a crossbow case. Okay. I thought you said a crop bouquet, which I'm thinking you're already on the wrong track with bouquet anything, but a crossbow case, you're actually doing pretty well. You might not need us. This is pretty great. So tell us a little bit about your husband. Like, what's his name?
His name is Ed.
Okay, Ed.
Okay, like the horse.
All right. What does Ed like to do?
Ed loves to play World of Warcraft.
Okay, so Ed likes video games. Is he a hunter because you bought him a crossbow kit?
He did love to hunt.
And he's obviously a hunter. Okay, let me see. What is it that you love about Ed?
Well...
Okay, that's a good start. Well...
he has a great heart. He's strong. He's loyal to his friends to a fault. He's like the definition of honor.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. I like this. Okay. Well, let me see here. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Betty Rock and I will noodle some thoughts here and see what we can come up with. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we've got Ed, video games, hunter, great heart, strong, loyal, honor. I think I kind of have a way to go on this, Rock.
Okay.
You know, so here, I'm jotting some things down for you. Okay. See what you think of this.
Oh, I like that. This'll work.
All right, Jane. I think we've got it here, and I think there's some gold in here for you, okay? So you ready? Here we go. This is Jane's love song, last-minute love song for her husband, Ed. Here we go. Are you ready, Rock?
Ready.
Ed, you're strong and kind of mighty. You're my shining armor knighty.
You like to hunt, and your neck is red. Without you, I would surely be... dead.
Oh. What do you think, Jane?
I love it. It's the next top 10 hit.
There you go. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Ed.
Woo!
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thank you, Wally.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Dave, thank you for joining us. It's Valentine's Day, so we are doing last-minute love songs for your spouse. Have you gotten her anything yet, Dave?
No, she's in Alaska right now.
Okay, so you're separated. Okay, that's good. We need to know some information so we can write the perfect last-minute love song. So long distance right now. Has she been there long?
She went up there a week ago Tuesday. She's going to be coming back either Thursday or Friday.
So you're separated, not like maritally, but distantly right now. Okay, so you're apart. Okay, what do you love about your wife, and what is her name?
Her name is Ruth.
And what do you love about her?
Well, she is a great provider as far as a servant's heart with not only our family and grandkids, but with others. She's always out there to help.
What do you guys like to do together?
Oh, we like to travel.
Okay, you love to travel. She apparently likes to travel without you because she is in Alaska right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to tell her, like, if you were writing a card for her, what is something that you would say to her?
That I love her and appreciate her and really miss her because I know what it's like not to have your spouse or wife here.
Okay, so you miss her when she's gone. Okay, well, here, let me put you on hold for a second. Betty Rock and I need to noodle some ideas around here, and then I'll bring you back, and we will play for you your Valentine's Day song, your last-minute love song for Ruth, okay?
Okay.
All right, so a lot in here, Rock. A heart and a part seem to rhyme, since they're, you know, so kind of maybe make a note with that. These are just some things that hit me. I do like that she likes to travel without him.
Of course you do.
Yeah, that's funny to me. He loves and appreciates her. She's a grandma, servant's heart.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. I think we got enough to go on here. You good?
I think I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Let me get David back up. All right, Dave, I think we got you covered. I hope you like this last-minute love song here for Ruth. Here we go. Ruth, you have a servant's heart. I hate it when we are apart.
You love to travel without me, but I'm at home like your lost puppy.
Please take me out, Ruth.
I love it.
There you go. So since you didn't get her anything, that is literally better than nothing.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! And this is where I attempt to make you the most interesting person in any room by having some knowledge just at your fingertips there, at your mental tips there that you can bust out when you need to, okay?
It's getting worse the more you talk.
I know. So, Betty, I always ask Betty and Gavin to just kind of throw a topic at me, and then I show you how this could work, like at a party.
All right, so I think I need you to talk about Valentine's Day. Since today is Valentine's Day, I mean, we might find ourselves at a Valentine's Day party.
Yeah, or you could be like just talking and, you know, somebody.
To your Valentine.
Yeah, or at work, you know, somebody shares something with you. Like the other day, for example, Betty Rock's dad sent her the conversation hearts with the words on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And after about 2 hours, I finally got her to open them and share them with everyone because her dad said to share them.
Well, I don't know. He may not know what he was talking about.
Yeah, so she shared these hearts. But did you know that conversation hearts first started off as medical lozenges?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? I think it would still work if it was still a medicine, because if it said, hey, cutie, you're like,
seriously.
Okay, I'll take it.
And if it tasted that good, I would definitely take that. Apparently, they had the guy that started them was a Boston pharmacist. He made this machine to make medical lozenges, but then switched to making candies. And this was like back in 1866 or something, like way back then. I don't want to sound too smart. I know it was 1866, but that's how you frame it, you know? But then his brother came up with the idea to put the messages on them, and then in 1902 they became heart-shaped. So there you go.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, so there you go. There's a little knowledge for you Valentine's Day wise Gavin,
speaking of heart-shaped things, I was thinking about getting Haley one of those heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Okay,
but that does feel a little cliche.
It does feel cliche, but my wife loves those.
I know, and she does too, and I you know, it'd be good enough, but how do I make that better and less cliche?
Okay, so what you do is you give her the box of chocolates, the heart-shaped chocolates, which is great because you can do that, but then you go, did you know that these box of chocolates were actually created by the son of the Cadbury egg guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Back in 1861. There's a lot of love happening in the 1800s. So there's the Cadbury chocolate guy.
Yeah.
His son goes, Dad, we could do something better here. Let's sell these chocolates, but let's put them in a heart-shaped box. And that's what they did, and they sold more of them. Has anybody had a Cadbury egg?
Yeah, that's like my wife's favorite candy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I see them every year, but I never eat them. I'm a little afraid to eat them.
They're kind of like jawbreakers of chocolate, though, because when you put them in your mouth, they're like very
hard to
tough.
Crunch. Okay.
So I'd say go at it, but if you have good teeth.
Okay, well, that's not me.
Yeah,
then.
That's not you at all.
Yeah, no. I broke my tooth on a chocolate chip soft baked cookie once, so I would be out for that. Practicing what you preach is so important to me. Hey, it's Wally, and if you ever hear me telling you about something, it's because A, I fully believe in it, or B, I've done it myself. And both are the case for me with United Faith Mortgage. I believe in what they say and the way that they do business as a faith-based family of mortgage professionals, and I'm using them to refinance my house, and I have to tell you, the experience has been amazing right from the beginning. Ryan and his team have been beyond responsive and super informative. They know this is a big decision for you and that you're going to have questions. You've heard me mention that they are a family of mortgage professionals. So my question was, Ryan, do you still sit across from your mom at family dinners as well as at the office?
I sure do. I sure do. I see my mom every day, my aunt every day, my dad. Yeah, it's fun.
See, there are no dumb questions. And all of my serious mortgage-related questions were met with a quick and understandable answer. So talk to the people I trust with my mortgage, United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime, UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
So about a year ago, the electric car company Tesla incorporated a boombox. It was this external speaker function that allowed you to play any preloaded or your loaded sounds that you wanted on the road.
Okay. Now, there's things like to this I love, but then I could see it being very problematic.
Yes.
Like if you could set up hotkeys so that you could be like, take an old Mr. Magoo drop, move over you road hog, you know, like that would be funny. Or like, and especially where the cars are electric, you think they can just do anything. And so like I've always wanted to be able to have a sign on my car so I could type something to let people know I do not like the way they drive.
You're like a DJ in real life, but then you'd be a DJ in the car at the same time.
Yeah, that is weird that you can actually play sounds. They set it up so you can do karaoke in your car, too.
Yep, and it also included the sound of breaking wind, if you wanted that as well.
That is ridiculous. These it's are people childish. That can't afford a Tesla. They should be mature enough to not need a car that does that.
You just
yet
spent
here we are.
$75,000 on the SUV, and you got your kids in your car, and you're like, watch this, kids. You know, like... You know what? I'm on board now.
Of course you are.
We're gonna get this for you. But
and the fact that some billionaire, like Elon Musk, the billionaire, goes, "Yeah, I'll sign off on that." Well, that's just funny.
It's like just giving billions of dollars to a little kid.
Yeah, exactly. That's really funny.
But when it comes to this boombox feature, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration just told them to disable it because maybe that's the sound you could put on the car.
Yes, boo on the safety administration.
They say that it can and it has the ability to drown out the honking of horns, which if you're trying to, you know, get someone's attention in like a potential accident situation, you don't want to accidentally hit the sound.
Here's what you do. If you're Elon Musk, you go, okay, Transportation Safety Board, I will adhere to your thing about the boombox. We will not do that anymore. But you just make all of their horns with an optional like sound effect.
No.
Like that could be your horn.
This is not what the future looked like for people back in the 60s when they were like, how is this 2022 play out?
It's going to work out. Instead of toot toot, you give them, it's the same thing. I know we're four, but wow, that's a great idea.
Monday school is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So recently we started a series on the seven deadly sins. Sounds like fun, right? But when you think about it, any and all of our issues can fall into one of these broad categories. So we looked at gluttony, which, Rock, when you hear the word gluttony, what's the first thing you think of?
You're eating a lot.
Right. You're thinking of food, naturally. Yeah. And I did at first, too, but I think that it goes beyond that to more than a food issue, because part of the definition of gluttony is overindulgence. I mean, that's the whole underlying thing of that. And gluttony is like a subtle sin, you know, and at its core, though, gluttony is about being satisfied and that constant search for more, you know. And so could we be gluttonous with other things in our lives, like social media? Because if you think about it, we spend hours indulging in and trying to find self-worth there. Or we even use a term now that's been that's become synonymous with eating disorders, and it's applied to our TV watching habits, which is...
Oh, binge watching.
Binge watching, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's right there. It's built into the way we consume media. I mean, when you think about it, you'll watch a whole season in one or two days of something, and you look back on your life, and you're like, what just happened? That's great.
I do that way too often. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good to hear this message yesterday.
So, like, gluttony is basically, at its core, is trying to fill our lives with things to fill us up, but ultimately gluttony is futile because nothing, not even good things, will satisfy us like Christ can, you know? And so think about this, like, what if our lives looked like, or how would our lives look differently if we wanted to consume God on that same level as we do food, media, money, and all those other things that don't satisfy? Mm-hmm. Our lives would look radically different, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, because at the end of the day, gluttony is not about an empty stomach, but rather about a starving soul. So, ooh, there you go.
Wow. Did you tell yourself that as you were on your third cookie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, while I was writing this, I was working my way through a sleeve of Girl Scout cookies. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Betty Rock keeps me up to date with things that are going on in the world because sometimes I get blinders on. And she's like, hey, this is kind of a cool day. And today is National Donor Day, which I did not know.
Yeah, and I mean, you hear these donor stories through the news. But yeah. I don't know anyone.
I don't either.
Actually received an organ.
But it would be super cool. Right. You know, like, yeah. I think it's one of the greatest things you can do. I mean, you're not using it anymore, you know. So, I mean, like, I would happily give somebody my kidneys if they weren't filled with stones.
Yeah, nobody wants your kidneys.
No, absolutely not.
You should probably get a kidney transplant.
I should, actually. Yeah, you know, what's funny, though, is we were talking to Micah Tyler, and I had asked him about, like, hey, you open up for a lot of different bands and groups starting off in your career, and, you know, if you had to give one of them a kidney, you could only give one of them a kidney, who would it be? And this was his answer.
Oh my gosh. I've been able to go out with Phil Wickham and Mercy Me, but the Big Daddy Weave guys, probably for me during the most vulnerable times of my career. And those guys just cared about my heart and cared about my family.
I'd be interested to know how that speech goes when you tell Phil Wickham, listen, I know you need a kidney, but these guys.
Yeah. He's so handsome. He'll find a kidney.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to give him a kidney. I'm not worried about it.
I love Micah Tyler, man. He's so funny. Yeah, Phil would get he'd somehow get bumped to the top of the list. They're like, we need your vibrato in this world. So here's the deal. I am curious if you or somebody you know has a donor story, because I don't think that there is common, you know, to all of us. You know, like Betty said, she doesn't know anybody. I don't know anybody. Gavin, you know anybody?
No, I don't.
No, so I would love to hear the story, because I'm always fascinated by people that find a donor in a creative way, like somebody posts, hey, I'm on Facebook and my wife needs a kidney,
yeah,
and some random stranger gives it to them, you know,
yeah,
and then they stay in contact. I'm just curious, do you have a donor story in your life? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we'll take yours now. Do you have a donor story, Lori, in your life?
I actually have two.
Oh, wow. What is it?
So my nephew, when he was 6 months old, got a heart transplant. And my brother and sister-in-law and the other family stayed in contact for years.
I think that's cool when families stay in touch, because it's one of those things, like, one family is suffering the worst loss of their lives while the other is given a new chance at life. And so I think there's a lot of healing for that family that had the heart that had to be donated. And so I just love how those stories come about and like how the whole thing happens.
It's amazing how they get them from all over the world.
And they transport them in igloo coolers. That part seems really right? strange to me.
Right?
You know?
Think they'd update that.
Yeah. Like, I want something that looks more metal and cryogenic and more scientific than something that I keep my sodas in when I'm fishing.
Correct.
Do you have a story around that? Because I've never met anybody that's been through this before, but I think it's amazing.
Yes, a friend and coworker of mine donated her kidney to a family that needed a kidney for their loved one, and their family member donated a kidney to her husband.
Oh,
they just traded?
Yeah, it was through the University of Kentucky give an organ program.
I know you can't sell your organs. I've looked. But you can obviously trade them like a swap shop, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
And Cindy, did this story affect you in any way?
It did, because I used to put my on my driver's license, then I've since fallen away, but I think I'm going to do it again.
Oh, yeah, where you can sign on your driver's license that you want to be an organ donor.
Yeah, because right now, the only time I would donate an organ is for my son if he needed one.
What about your daughter?
I don't have a daughter.
Okay, I was just checking. I just want to see if you had one kid you liked better.
Yeah. What about Wally?
Yeah, would you give me a kidney, Cindy?
Maybe.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I'm not much of a sports fan, so when I show up to a Super Bowl party, honestly, I'm just there for the food, the company, and the halftime show.
I get you. I understand that.
It's all I care about. And this year's halftime show featured rap and hip-hop legends Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and Eminem, just to name a few. And if you missed it, here's a montage of the whole thing. Da-da-da-da-da. It's the one and only D.R.E. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness.
It's weird. Like, there was so much hype around this Super Bowl halftime that it was hard. I don't know if I have a bad, like, sound for my TV or not. I had the hardest time, and it's not because I'm old, don't say that. I had the hardest time understanding the mix, like hearing it and really enjoying it. But I've noticed that on other TV shows I watch, so it might just be mine, because that seemed like way more audible than what I was listening to last night.
Yeah, I didn't really notice it being bad, like you say.
Okay.
Like, to me, it sounded great. Like,
really?
Good kick, good bass.
Okay.
I think you forgot your hearing aid.
No, stop
Did
it.
Did you charge them?
No, both of you stop now. No, like, I think I have a problem with the setting on my audio of my TV.
Loud?
Yeah,
oh,
too loud,
too
Grandpa.
Loud.
That's
oh,
not
no.
what I'm saying. Okay, so it was actually good to hear that. So did you like the Super Bowl halftime show? Because they were billing this as like this epic, you know, hip-hop thing, never been done before.
Legendary and all this stuff. I mean, I've never been just that big of a fan of the genre. So it was like, oh, okay.
I have a feeling if you're a hip hop fan and maybe old school, because you got Dre and you got Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry, Snoop D-O-double-G. And then he wanted to go by Snoop Lion for a while too, which was really
weird. Oh, I forgot about that.
But like, if you're a fan of that, I'm curious. Like, were you like, yes, that was super dope?
I mean, I was looking on Twitter and Instagram to see what people were saying. There were a lot of people singing its praises.
Really?
Just saying,
okay.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Because like, it didn't fully land with me. And again, I think it was the audio.
You got to turn it down.
No,
okay,
Wally. I think it was the audio.
Only like, you can help you.
Well, the thing about it is, though, here's the overriding problem with all Super Bowl halftime shows. Like, so even if it's in a genre you like, because there are a lot of Super Bowl halftime shows that are genres I don't care anything about, but I like to see them, but they never live up to the hype. That's the problem. Hype, best one ever, historic, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. It's like The Bachelor, going to be the most shocking season ever, and it never is. And so I think that's the problem with Super Bowl halftime shows, is they build them up that nothing can live up to that expectation.
But I think if they had announced Striper, let's just say Striper is going to be in the halftime show, we would probably all think that was terrible.
Right.
And you would be like, oh
my gosh. Best one ever.
Absolutely. It would be, that would be the one that they stopped doing the Super Bowls for. That would be like, that would be it. We're like, we're not doing any more because we are never going to do it better than what Striper just did their kids. Oh, no. Shut it down. We're not even playing the rest of the game. We're just all going home now.
Wow.
I feel that passionate about that. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Do a little good news, giddy up. This is where we give you three rapid-fire good news stories so that, you know, your day's a little bit better because there's a lot of bad news in the world. I'm going to kick things off here today. There's a 64-year-old janitor at an elementary school who just became a U.S. citizen just recently after moving here from the Philippines, which I love. I love when people do it right. They go through the process. Mm-hmm. It takes time. You got to study. Like, you invest in it, man, and I respect that so much. And I love that the school respected it. So the next day, they honored him. All the kids were out there cheering as he walked through the door. And so they're celebrating this life accomplishment. And you're teaching kids a lesson, too, mm-hmm. about how, man, when someone does it right, celebrate that person and make this a good moment for them, for sure. So that's some good news. Let's go to you, Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
There was a guy in Istanbul. He broke his own world. I can't speak. Holy cow.
Istanbul used to be Constantinople. Did you know that? That's the only reason that Betty and I know this. It's because it's from a song. Istanbul.
Okay, so this guy from this location broke his own world record for stacking eggs end on end. Not a world record I think I knew existed. Somehow he stacked four of them on top of each other, and they didn't fall.
Seems like a really non-event for a world record. Oh, you got four, did you? but it's hard to stack eggs end to end.
Well,
it's almost impossible. I mean, if that's the world record is four, that's one that it feels like attainable. Like, one of us, we don't have to be super at
this.
We
should try it.
No.
One of us should be able to do this.
No, we can't do that.
Why? See, that's the attitude that will keep you out of the record book.
Okay, we'll see who's right.
Yeah. Gavin and I are going to be in the record. One of two things happens. One, we're either in the record book for stacking the most eggs, mm-hmm. or we're in the record book for breaking the most eggs. Either way, Gavin and I for the win!
Record!
Yep, there you go. All right, that's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you think back to when you were a kid, summer camp was some of the best days of your life. And if you didn't get to go, maybe you're like, oh, I want to have my kid go, especially if they're into music. Camp Electric, again, I can't say enough good things about Camp Electric. They're a creative arts camp that focuses on music and teaching kids to be better at their craft. But also, it's taught by Christian artists that you know and listen to their music here. They give up a week of their time to invest in these kids and pour into them, not just musically and teach them that, but also faith-wise. Their worship nights, it's a really great experience. My daughter went for 7 years, and it's for kids 13 to 19. And you can get it in for this contest because we want to send somebody for free.
Yeah, that's right. All you got to do is text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979. That's ROCK to 91979, where you can nominate a kid today. And I believe this is the deadline. This week is your last week to get in, so you want to get in now. So this is happening the week of July 10th in Nashville. Text the word ROCK to 91979.
Now, the kid, it can be your kid, it can be a kid that you know, a kid at youth group or whatever, that you're like, man, they just need to be in this environment and learn about music and also be able to go deeper in their faith. And so that's what we're asking you to do. And Gavin, you got somebody that submitted one?
Yeah, Vanessa, she nominated her little sister, Trinity.
Cool. See, there you go. Doesn't have to be a parent.
No, and she is the guardian of Trinity, because Trinity, she says she's, you know, had the odds stacked against her because their mother passed away in their sleep, leaving Trinity and two other siblings to kind of make it on their own and make it through this world. She says it was hard for Trinity to find her way in this world, but she continued to hold on to the hope that their mother instilled in all of us, faith in Jesus Christ, and thinks that this camp would be a great place to kind of let that faith explode again.
There are so many heavy stories we're finding with kids that are dealing with stuff, and this is a great place for them to be. And so, I mean, we can pick one out of these, but if your story, it doesn't have to be this heavy, tragic story either, you know, because we're picking somebody and it could be you. And I've just seen God work through this process, and like when we're picking people at random and then all of a sudden you hear the story afterwards of what happened to that kid, it's just like, to me, I just sit back and and go, okay, God, you've got this. We're just going to be the hands here and see how this shakes out. So we'd love to have you get involved with this this week. If you want to bypass the contest part of it, you're like, I'm in. Sign me up. I want my kid to go to this. Or you want to get people together to, you know, send a kid that you know. If you go and use the promo code at Camp Electric, you can save $100 by using the promo code CAMP. I don't want to confuse you with the contest, but if you're not wanting to do the contest at Camp Electric, you can just use the word CAMP and save $100 instantly. So there you go. That's everything that's going on with Rock What You Got in Camp Electric this year. And the deadline, like Rock said, is coming up. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I'm going to play a game here, and you have a chance to win a prize. It's called the Whole Lot of History Game, where I take the phones of the members of the show, and I look at their last internet searches, and you have to determine who searched for what. Like Betty Rock, I'm going to give an example. I want to play an example in the room, okay?
Okay.
You're our contestant.
Yeah.
Who do you think searched for Bowflex adjustable dumbbells, Gavin or myself? Your laugh says a lot.
Bowflex adjustable dumbbell. Adjustable, what does that mean?
I can't tell you.
I'm going to say... Wally. I'm going to say Wally.
You say Wally. Okay. Because you know Gavin's been trying to work out lately, though. And get in better shape.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. She just looked you up now when he has?
Oh, man.
No, I just didn't know.
Yeah. Because he hides it. He hides it under baggy clothes.
That's
right. Big jacket on right now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go with Wally. Final answer.
That is true. You got it.
Yes!
Yeah, there are these dumbbells that you turn a dial, and it sets different weights, so you don't have to have 20 different dumbbells. You have one. Oh. And
why are you looking for these?
Well, don't turn on me here.
No, I'm just curious.
You've never
talked about lifting weights
before.
No,
I don't want to lift. I realize that I've lost upper body strength the older I've gotten, and my pecs aren't where they used to be. They're lower now. And so I thought I don't want a whole home gym, but maybe some barbells, some dumbbells for doing like curls some lat flies, you know, something like that. You know,
kind of flies.
Yeah. Flies.
Just something, you know, get a little jacked. That's all. But then they were like $399.
Those are expensive.
Yeah. And so I was like, it's not worth it. I'll just look like this.
You can do a push-up.
Yeah. Nah, it's not worth it either. Although that's lifting more weight than those dumbbells. All right. So, Betty Rock, you would have gotten a point right. That's how we play the game. If you would like to play with us right now, Whole Lot of History Game, 855-33-WAY-FM. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Megan, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, welcome to the Whole Lot of History Game. I'm going to read you an internet search that one of us has searched, and you have to tell us who you think did that search, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. How old do you have to be to work at Waffle House? Based on what you know of the three members of the show, Gavin, Betty Rock, and myself, who do you think searched for that?
I'm going to say Gavin.
Gavin, looking for a side hustle, and you think it's Waffle House. Okay. Gavin, is that your search?
I did not, but now I'm in the mood for Waffle House.
Why did you say Gavin, by the way? Because Betty seems like the total shoe-in for this one.
Don't
Betty,
you have a hat for it?
I do, a camo hat. And yes, that was me. Because I feel like I would be a shoe-in. Like, yeah. I think I could make some good tips if I was a waitress at Waffle House. And some days, the way you're acting, Wally, makes me consider it.
Okay, no point there. Here we go. What are the chords for Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi? Who searched that on the internet?
Oh, goodness. I think it's you.
You think it's me? Because that's an older band. I'm a little bit older than the other members of the show.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. Nicely done, Megan. And the funny thing was, it was just for a video shoot, but I was supposed to be holding a guitar and doing a parody, but I wanted my fingers to be at least looking like they were doing the right chords.
Oh, good grief.
I'm a purist, and so I had to look them up so I could do that. All right, here we go. Final question. Can feet shrink? Who do you think did that one? Can feet shrink?
Oh, goodness. That is so weird. But I'm going to say Gavin.
Okay, Betty Rock, was this you?
No, that was not me. I mean, I have thought at times, do they shrink because I know I'm wearing a smaller size than I did back in high school.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It's usually just after pregnancy, women's feet shrink. Weird thing. Happened
to
my wife.
I used to wear like an 8, 8 and a half in high school.
Did
and
you
now
really?
I wear like a 7.
Holy cow. Clown feet. I did not search that. Gavin did search that.
I did. I bought a pair of boots recently that were a size and a half smaller than I've ever bought before, and I'm kind of scared now.
And you used to be in the shoe game before
coming
to here. You worked at a shoe store.
Yeah, Famous Footwear.
You think you should know that answer.
I know.
Okay, so there you go. Congratulations, Megan. Woo! You ended up with 2 out of 3, plus more information than you wanted to know about Gavin and his shrinking feet.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.